Hello.
Yes?
Thank you, sir. One moment.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Luther, I think that this committee that you brought in here that I told that we wanted to offer this job to Collins ought to send a wire or statement to Williams and to Broadcasting that we never discussed any terms of any contract, or we never tried to force them, and we never made any demand on them of any kind. That all we did was say that we wanted Mr. Collins to take this job, and we wanted them to know of our desire, and we hoped that it would be possible for them to release him.
That's exactly right, sir.
Now, William says that we demanded that they pay him.
Well, of course, that's a fabrication. Mm-hmm. That is completely incorrect, and we had the chairman of that committee, we had him to call the magazine last night.
Mm-hmm.
I have submitted a statement to Magnuson, and we're going to see what else is needed with George Reedy this morning.
No, what I would do, if I could, if Collins could do it, and those people ought to be his friends. I know nothing about it. I didn't even know he had a contract. I don't know anything about his terms. And,
of course you don't.
But if he could, the chairman of that committee ought to get the members who participated in it to just say that the president at no time discussed his contract or any terms of his leaving. The only thing he asked was that he would like to employ Mr. Collins to do this work, and we said we'd consider it, and we'd talk to our board members.
That's right.
And that they, all of them ought to sign it and just say that the fact that the report that we demanded anything is wrong. We made no demand, and that's completely untrue.
I agree with you, sir.
He ought to say that the report that we made any demand is untrue. Demand is important. Untrue is important. And they ought to say all that the president asked us to do was to tell us that he wanted Mr. Collins, and he'd offered him the job, and we told him we would consider it and take it up with our committee.
That's right.
Okay. Get that done, though, today in writing so we can have their sign, because I've got a press conference, and they're going to be asking me about it.
What time is your press conference?
11 o'clock.
What time?
11.
11 this morning?
Yep.
Well, it's 10 here. It's, it's 10 o'clock now.
It's quarter 10.
Quarter 10. Well, you may not be able to get them for that time.
I know. All I want them to do, though, is just confirm the truth, what I'm going to say. I'm just going to say the truth. I'm not going to quote them. I'm just going to say, if they ask me about it, that I have made no demands upon anybody. That all the president did at the request of the Secretary of Commerce was to say to Mr. Collins' employer that we'd like to have their employee do this job. And we made no demand of any kind and discussed no contract of any kind and no dollar figures and no severance pay or anything else with them.
Right, sir. All right, sir. I'll go right there.
But see that we get all of them signed on so they don't get some Republican that goes off and said, well, we thought that was the purpose of his talking to us. Make them all agree that we made no demand and it's untrue that we did.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Waiting.